Good morning. This is Jack Llewellyn from the Durango Chamber of Commerce, and you're listening to Chamber Chat. I'm here with Superintendent Dan Snowberger from 9R. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you're a busy guy. And first off, how's your wife doing? Because I know she had an accident.
Well.
And
doing well. It's a long recovery, but came back to work today. So
really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's good for Olga. You know, yeah. I just... not often that you get hit by a run over by a car.
Yeah. No,
chain reaction kind of thing. And very, very, very lucky. She had an angel on her shoulders.
She certainly did. And thanks for asking. Appreciate that.
Well, tell her, we've been thinking of her. And, I remember before you took the job, I actually took her on a tour of Durango.
That's right. She remembers that well.
Well, that's cause I got lost up in Rafter J. I got to be honest, Dan, I got turned around and I just looked at her and said, I will get us out of here, I promise. And she just started laughing. Such a good sport.
She remembers that day well, Jeff.
And you guys still moved here.
That's right.
So how many years have you been at the helm?
This is my seventh year, Jack.
Wow.
I believe, yeah.
Wow.
So excited to be here. You know, the average time for a superintendent is 2.3 years. So I guess I'm
2.3 years.
You know, it's pretty, sadly, in our politics today, the superintendents don't stick around that long. But I'm excited to be here. This is where I want to be. So,
well, you know, and I think I've mentioned this to you before, but my dad was a principal.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in school district 9R, school district 50 in Westminster.
Right.
For 32 years or whatever, you know, and I remember just, you know, him being a principal and hearing the stories and, you know, just to do what you do. Thank you sincerely from me, as a parent of kids that have gone through 9R. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you. No, I appreciate it. It's an amazing community and certainly a great school district. So
yeah.
I'm happy to lead them.
Keep up the good work, as they say.
Thank you.
Now, also speaking of keeping up the good work, on March 14th, we have our tech conference coming up, which is from 8 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon, mm-hmm. which gives people plenty of time to go have dinner hosted by your culinary students.
Absolutely. You know, Jack, we are reaching out to our community to ensure that we get a chance to share the mm-hmm. work that we're doing at Durango High School. I think... you know, there was a period of time where finances were pretty tight and many districts did away with career and technical education.
Right.
We're really proud of Durango and the fact that we still have lots of programs for our kids. You know, we want every student to be able to walk across the stage and go to college if they want to, but we also want to make sure we're preparing the workforce for Durango.
Yeah.
And I believe our job is to make sure Durango continues to thrive. And so on the 14th, we're offering an opportunity for business leaders, community members who really want to learn what we're doing at Durango High School, in particular with career and technical ed. And then provide some time for them to give us some feedback. We
mm-hmm.
want to make sure that our programs are really preparing our students for success in our community. And we're doing that in partnership with Fort Lewis College and Pueblo Community College.
Oh,
so
nice.
There'll be an opportunity to look at what programs do they have as well and make sure our community is well-informed. You know, we're in the midst of looking at needing to improve our buildings. And
mm-hmm.
one of the things we don't want to do is miss the opportunity of recognizing maybe an area that we currently don't have facilities to
right.
prepare our kids. So this is a next step in our long-range planning process to make
okay.
sure that we get community feedback, but we also realize we need to make sure our community is aware of the great programs that we're doing.
Now, is it unique having a community college located on campus with you guys?
We have started something that is spreading. I wouldn't say it's never been done, but
right.
Certainly in Southwest Colorado, we're excited to have led that way. I know Bayfield is looking at doing the same next year, so we're excited about
setting a trend.
Leading that effort. Yeah, definitely.
Now, I'm sorry to interrupt. What mm-hmm. are the positives and maybe negatives, for lack of words, of having that situation, that setup?
You know, we've been having students attend concurrent enrollment classes, so college classes while in high school for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge is they run on different schedules. Their classes start at different times. If I want to take a college course, I'm missing three classes because right. of when they start and when they end. Having them on our campus provides us the ability of aligning start times. Our students don't have to get in the car and hopefully get to where they need to be on time.
Right.
They can literally walk out our doors, walk around the side, and come in the college campus.
Sure.
On Durango High School's campus, and it's been amazing. It's offered us, we've almost quadrupled the number of concurrent enrollment classes in the
really?
Last few years.
How many students roughly are doing the concurrent classes?
I believe we have about 400 students right
wow.
now.
Wow.
400. That have taken some concurrent enrollment class.
I never would have thought. I would think you were going to say 40.
Yeah,
400.
No, 400. We have big picture students are required to take a college class, so uh-huh. our alternative high school. But Durango High School, as students really exhaust what we have to offer, or find a complementary path. We're really about making sure that we fit the needs of our students.
Now going so students, obviously we're talking about public community college, or right. I don't know if it's still Southwest Colorado Community
yeah.
College, or you know,
ours is Pueblo.
C.
Yeah, we call okay. it Pueblo Southwest Campus.
Okay. So along with that, you mentioned the upcoming event, which is March 14th, starts at 5 o'clock at the high school. Culinary students will be
correct.
Serving. You said our technical courses. Now, technical, are you meaning like vocational, or are you meaning like STEM technical, or
yes,
both?
Yes, yes,
okay,
yes.
So both.
Yes, you know, there was a time where vocational track was a different track.
Mm-hmm.
To me, a vocational track is the same track as any other track our students are on. We want our kids to graduate with skills. You know, whether I'm going to college or not, being able to fix my car, being able to
right.
to fix something at home.
Well, ultimately,
all,
it's get a job.
Those are life skills, exactly.
And get a job, yeah.
Yep, yep. I remember talking with our former county commissioner, Brad Blake, who
oh,
talked
yeah.
about his son. His son had career and technical skills that mm-hmm. helped him pay for college.
Right.
And so, you know, just making sure our students are well-rounded and prepared. So, So we're looking at our engineering program, we're looking at our computer science program, our culinary, our agriculture program, our construction trades program. All of those programs are really an opportunity of highlighting what we have to really get our students thinking about their career path.
Now do you ever, and I'm joking, because I wish I would have taken more. I did take Auto 1 and Auto 2, but I wish there would have been I took a beginning woodworking class and then a welding class, but that was, you know, from years ago, about 40-some years ago. And I look back then, and I wish now, as an adult, I want to go back and take those classes again.
Absolutely.
Because one of the best courses I ever took in high school was math in the industrial world. And it was how to balance your checkbook, how to
right.
figure, you know, compounded interest. I mean, all these things and the skills. I'll never forget that was something I used. Do
yep.
you teach that? Can I come back?
Sure, come on back anytime. We'll
awesome.
Enroll you at any point, Jack.
Awesome.
You know, the reality is our kids need to see relevance in what
yes.
they're learning today. So even in math class, they've got to understand how does this apply? How does this apply to my real world life experience?
Right.
And
I don't think I've used algebra
yep,
since.
Yep,
right, but
exactly. I mean,
yeah.
we because of our students who are engaged in our construction trades program, certainly the relevancy of what they learn in math and language arts and science
sure.
and social studies comes into play. And that's so important in today. I mean, in our world where our kids are used to being entertained pretty rapidly, whether
mm-hmm.
it's video games or YouTube or what have you,
right.
We really are trying to step up and provide students that relevancy of why is this important to me?
Yeah.
And I think that's really where our career and technical programs have come into play.
Well, and I think it's also finding what the student's passion is. You know, I think it's your son that's mm-hmm. the tuba.
Trumpet.
Trumpet.
Yep.
Excuse me, trumpet.
Yep.
And, you know, competes at that level. My son was, you know, soccer and then into football and track and then all these different things. But if you can find the passion of the student, mm-hmm. theater, it could be carpentry, it could be welding, whatever it is, that is something that's going to hold them and keep them in school and get that diploma, which, again, ultimately is to either, you know, go on to college or get a job.
Absolutely. And that's the key. I mean, we've worked really hard in Durango over the past 7 years and making sure we diversify our pathways.
Mm-hmm.
We want our kids to be successful. And that may be that they want to go into a trade, they want to go into they want to understand the relevancy of why am I learning this in math.
Yeah.
And that's been exciting to really diversify. Our community has been awesome in supporting us with our past mill levy, which allowed us to even increase our investment in career and technical ed. And that's really what this is about. What we want to do, Jack, on the 14th is engage our community in a conversation around, here's what we have, now what are we missing?
Right.
Because again, in no way do we proclaim to know it all. And certainly we know there are businesses looking at Durango. We want to make sure that we're agile in preparing our students for what's next. I always say we're preparing kids for jobs that don't exist today, and that's right. A real challenge. And so making sure we keep this community conversation happening is critical.
So you don't have a crystal ball? I mean, you got to look at it?
No, I don't have one yet. I'm looking. I checked eBay last night. None yet.
You know, it's amazing to me, Dan, because when you mention that, there's jobs, you know, that aren't even here yet. And entering as a freshman, whether it's in, you know, high school, college, or whatever, the freshman year, and your job hasn't even been invented. But let me ask this, because I always hear from businesses around, I don't care if it's, you know, Stone Age or downtown retail, I want an employee that can look someone in the eye, can have a communication, a dialogue, not look at their phone, so to speak, but engage. And I always tell people, you hire for personality, you train for the rest of it. Do you hear that also?
We do. And you know, one of the things we're working really hard on is expanding apprenticeships and internship opportunities, because we want our students to have those real world opportunities. And that's asking the community to partner with us. You know, we have great programs, but those life skills really come through that experience. And so we certainly, one of the things we'll be talking about on the 14th is our apprenticeship and our internship opportunities and offering businesses the opportunity of providing a student a chance to really gain that firsthand experience.
Right.
And that gives us the ability of having them understand that maybe my high school behavior is different than what's expected on the job.
Right. Well, you know, and I've had people say, you know, just personal hygiene, you know, shave, and then, you know, people go every day, and I, you know, I have my beard, but I keep it trimmed, and things of that nature. So run through the real quick, the who, what, when, where again on March 14th.
Sure. So it's March 14th, starting at 5 o'clock. Our culinary students are preparing a dinner. I believe it's lasagna, but don't hold me to that. They're still in the process of planning that, but it will be a plated dinner. So our students will have the opportunity of gaining that experience and serving. It'll run from 5 until probably 7:30. I would think it would end by 7:30. Our hope is to provide an overview. We've been engaged in a long-range planning process around our facilities. We'll certainly share a little information about that, get folks out into our building so they can see our construction trades programs, our engineering programs, all of them, and then come back for some roundtable conversation so that we can capture their thoughts and ideas. So it'll be an action-packed evening and certainly great food with our kids and getting to meet some of the dynamic instructors we have and engaging with Fort Lewis and Pueblo Community College as well.
Right, and something that's important that Durangotanians sometimes forget to do, RSVP meeting.
Thank you.
Let them know you're coming so they know how much food to prepare.
We'll have a little extra, but would be helpful. We're asking for RSVPs to info@durangoschools.org. Just email us your name, how many folks are coming. We'd love to have any industry that you might be interested in because we'd like to do some facilitated groupings to make sure that you're with a group that really you feel like you can engage in that conversation. So not just your name and how many, but try to give us a little information about yourself, and that would be great.
A little bit of a bio. And then again, this is all happening 5 o'clock on March 14th.
Correct.
At the high school.
Correct.
Just come on in the main entrance and walk straight ahead.
Straight ahead, exactly. And again, we'd love to see you. And if you have any questions, there's more information about this on our website, durangoschools.org. I'd love to have you visit. And certainly the link to RSVP is there as well if you forget the email address.
The info@durangoschools.org. Well, Dan, thank you for taking the time and coming in. And again, thank you for everything you do.
Thanks, Jack. We appreciate it. We appreciate the partnership with Durango.
Oh, I got some other ideas that we got. We're going to talk about a shadowing program off air.
That sounds good.
I want to do
this.
I'm
ready.
Got to get the time. Anyway, we'll send it back to the studios again. Don't forget, March 14th, we've got a tech conference going on from 8 in the morning to 4, and then plenty of time to get over to the high school for their input session and join in free dinner from the culinary student, the lasagna. Love it. We got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.